Tell it, tell it, sing it, sing it, let the joy bells ring it, o'er and o'er evermore, tell and sing the news.
Welcome to the Pastor's Heart. Dr. Craig Bush is pastor of the Grace Baptist Church in Kearneysville, West Virginia. Dr. Bush has been preaching, counseling, and encouraging people since 1980. Let his 4+ decades of experience help you today. We pray the Lord will use this time to keep you encouraged in your spiritual life. Join us now as we dive into some practical thoughts and truths from God's Word.
Hello, friend. Welcome to the Pastor's Heart Broadcast. This is Pastor Craig Bush, your host, and I want to encourage you today with a thought from God's Word. In Ephesians chapter 1, I'm going to read verses 13 and 14, and then one other verse later in the book. In chapter 1, verse 13, in whom ye also trusted, after that ye heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, in whom also, after that ye believed, you were sealed with the Holy Spirit of promise, which is the earnest of our inheritance until the redemption of the purchased possession unto the praise of his glory. Now, in Ephesians chapter 4, verse number 30, the Bible says, and grieve not the Holy Spirit of God, whereby ye are sealed unto the day of redemption. We see God use an interesting term about the Holy Spirit in these verses. God says that the Holy Spirit is our seal. This is a term that is only used half a dozen times or so in the Bible. When a person gets saved, the Holy Spirit moves in, indwells them in their body. But he is that one that who also brings life to a dead spirit and rebirths us. And then the Bible says he also seals us. What does it mean that the Holy Spirit seals us? What does God mean by saying that the Holy Spirit seals us? That's what I want to get across to you today. First of all, a seal is a stamp of approval. For instance, before a lamb or a sacrifice could be made in the Old Testament, it had to be examined. It had to be found perfect, without blemish. They would put it up, and the priest would have to look at that lamb after a certain amount of days, and it had to make sure that it had all its teeth and no scars and no broken bones and no cancers and no blemishes. It had to be a perfectly complete lamb. And then the high priest would take a brand or some type of seal and seal that sacrifice. Meant that it was approved for the sacrifice. That is exactly what God did for us with the Holy Spirit. We could go to Revelation 7:14, Revelation 13:8, Revelation 19:7, Revelation 21, verses 9, 14, and 27, and we find out that Jesus Christ was our Lamb who was examined by God and sealed by the Holy Spirit of God, approved for our sacrifice. You see, he was our sacrifice. He was examined. He was found perfect, and he passed the test and was sealed. God approved the Lamb and sealed him by the Holy Spirit. That's what John 6:26 and 27 is all about. Jesus answered them and said, verily, verily, I say unto you, ye seek me not because you saw the miracles, but because you did eat of the loaves and were filled. Labor not for meat which perisheth, but for that which meat for which endureth unto the everlasting life, which the Son of Man shall give unto you. Listen to this. For him hath God the Father sealed. You see, he was the perfect Lamb who is sealed by God. God announced this approval, Matthew chapter 3, verses 16 and 17, when Jesus was baptized. The dove, a picture of the Holy Spirit, descended down on Jesus, and God said, this is my beloved Son in whom I'm well pleased. You see, that was God's seal of approval on the Lamb. To this day, the USDA, United States, puts a blue seal on all meat for sale for consumption in America today. It is the seal of approval that the meat is safe to consume. When a person gets saved, the Holy Spirit has a seal that he places on us and makes us acceptable to God. Is that not what Romans 12:1 is all about? We read that verse, we quote that verse, we hear that verse, but it talks about a sacrifice that is sealed and acceptable to God, which is our reasonable service. You have to understand that it has to be sealed by the people of approval. Number two, the seal is an official banknote, such as a guarantor of a loan or a payment. That's what 2 Corinthians 1:21 and 22 are all about. When a person gets saved, the Holy Spirit is the guarantor of our sin debt for heaven. He is not only the down payment, but he's also the guarantor of our payment. This is why you can't ever lose your salvation. You cannot pay for it. The Holy Spirit, by the blood of Jesus Christ, carries that guarantor and the payment. The Holy Spirit is our official paperwork for God to have to accept the loan taken out on the blood of Christ. When the Holy Spirit's there, he says, look, I've guaranteed the payment, Father. You have to accept it. They've gone through the process. They've done what was required, and I'm their guarantor, and I'll make sure that the payment is applied. What a wonderful thing about salvation. We can't be our own down payment. We can't be our own guarantor. And lastly, the seal of the Holy Spirit is like a fence or a jar. My mom used to do a lot of canning when I was a boy. And we would do tomatoes and beans and all different kinds of things. And it would always be in the hottest part of the summer. And we would have to do all the cutting of the vegetables and get them into the jars and then boil those jars in the hot water, in the hot steam, and then pull them out, and then you waited for those lids to pop. That way you knew that they were sealed. John 3, verses 33 and 34 says, he that hath received his testimony hath set his seal that God is true. For he whom God hath not sent speaketh the words of God, for God giveth not the Spirit by measure unto him. Notice that seal is there. What is that seal? He is the one who gives us the eternal genetics of God when he moves in. He is the one who seals our record to see the imputed righteousness of Jesus. He holds it. He holds the evil out and he holds the good in. Just like those jars. Once they're sealed, it takes all the air out of the inside of that jar to keep the breakdown process, the rotting process of the vegetables away. It holds the air out that would break them down and holds the goodness of the vegetables on the inside. It's kind of like a fence. It keeps your animals and things on the inside where you want them and keeps the unwanted out. That is exactly what the Holy Spirit does. And the Bible and the Word of God assures us that this is what God does for us. What a wonderful thing that the Holy Spirit is there to seal us and to seal our salvation. Let's have a great day today, and let's give God a great day. From the Pastor's Heart, this is Pastor Bush.
Thank you for listening to the Pastor's Heart. We hope this broadcast has been a help to you. If you would like to hear more of Dr. Bush's messages or learn more about Grace Baptist Church, visit gracebaptistwv.com. That's gracebaptistwv.com. Let's go out and change eternity today.
Tell and sing the news.